So first of all then, tell me your name and tell me what you do, please.
So my name is Juan Pereiro. I'm lecturer in the School of Physics and Astronomy in Cardiff University.
Tell us then a little bit about your research.
Yeah, so I work on microscopy of crystal growth. So every time I ask this question, I say crystal growth because it's easier way to see it. And the crystals that we do are meant to replace the silicon in order to be able to make new things with electronics, make more things, make electronics faster, make phones smarter, or spend less energy in they need less energy in order to work.
And how do you make these crystals?
We use a vacuum system. So it means that it's very, very empty. So it allows us to create a beam of atoms, basically, that we that we force them to arrive onto a seed crystal, onto a crystal that we already have. So those atoms that arrive to the surface rearrange and find the place where they want to get, and we create new crystals.
It sounds very complicated, but is it a very cheap way is it really the technology of the future?
Well, it's very widely used, actually, crystal growth. In LEDs, in current life, you can see the use of those crystals, even though you don't see them because they are very, very small. But all the devices that are a result of crystal growth are used everywhere, really. Computers, in lighting, in cars, in phones.
So if it's already in use, what is your research finding that's new?
Well, as I said, the silicon is reaching a limit. We are making the transistors, the devices that are the base of computers, we are making them so small. That we are reaching the atomic limit, really. So we need to find new materials that allow us to do either smaller or more efficient computers, basically, or devices.
So is your work going to help create the computers of the future?
Yeah, well, the good thing that Cardiff University has is on the one hand that we have this unique microscope that allows us to look at the... to make movies, actually, of how they grow. So we can really know the basics of how they grow. And then we have, Cardiff University has a unique connection with a world-leading crystal growth company that allow us to put that basic knowledge into the hands of the people that actually fabricate the devices. We are in a unique position in order to go from the basic research that we do into the public, really, and try to change people's lives.
And who is funding this research?
This research is currently funded by the European Commission. I'm a Marie Curie fellow, and we have also funding from EPSRC, from the UK government.
Now, universities nowadays have to show the impact of what they do.
Yeah.
How will you show the impact, then, of the work that you're doing?
Well, my work is basic, so it's difficult to connect it directly with the effect on people. But through this connection with different companies, we have connections with IQE, with Hitachi, with other universities, so we can see how... we put our little input, and then it generates what responses it generates and ramifications that it creates.
Lovely, thank you very much.
Thank you.